The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
After much turmoil, the leaving certificate for 2020 did not take place in the traditional manner, and predicted grades were awarded in its place. With our current sixth year students having already missed over 4 months in the classroom last year, can the leaving cert go ahead in 2021? Well, earlier this week, Lunchtime Live spoke to leaving cert students who want answers as to whether the traditional exam is going ahead or not. This is Alicia from Dublin.
My school is completely prepared to go onto virtual learning. I just got off a meeting with my school and they just went through the plans of going back onto virtual learning. And I can't say, like, I'm so confident to go back onto online learning. But having said that, hearing the decision yesterday, I feel the government still need to go a bit more further, and we still need to get the options. And we still need the option for predicted grades. We still need an answer in regards to our practicals, orals, projects, etc. I should have full trust in my government to keep me safe. And frankly, I feel the opposite. Nobody should ever have to put their education over their health, both physical and mental health. And I can definitely speak on behalf of myself and my fellow sixth-year students. Our mental health is definitely being put on the line, something that the government said that they would protect. And frankly, they're not protecting it at all.
And that was Alicia from Dublin speaking to Lunchtime Live. Now, to talk more about this, where we currently are with the 2021 academic year, we have Brian Mooney, Guidance Counsellor and Education Matters Editor. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, let's hark back briefly to last year and the predictive grades. I mean, did it deliver what we needed in terms of college applications, be it at home or overseas, and all of that?
Well, the vast majority of students, Pat, you know, made it to college, and the Minister Harris created 2,200 additional places. Students who had previous years leaving certs got hit to a certain extent because points were raised because the predicted grades gave higher points. And in some data that I published in the last few weeks, we saw that it actually gave quite a considerable boost to students from DESH schools, where the number of students from DESH schools went up by over 400 in getting places in high-point courses in universities, etc. In fact, the number of students from DESH schools who got places in high-point courses exceeded the number from fee-paying schools for the first time this year. Mm. And obviously, you know, we know where the protest came from when the predicted grades were released last year. And as you know, there's an ongoing court case in which that is being challenged. So that is actually a huge part of the problem going forward, because this court case might result in some finding by Justice Meenan, which might actually affect the capacity of the state to provide a predicted grade structure similar to last year. So they're probably going to have to wait until after he makes his finding before they can actually determine whether, even if they wanted to, they could go to a predicted grade system.
Let's be devil's advocate and say that Justice Meenan decides that predictive grades were in some way unfair. And then we have a pandemic raging, so we can't have the traditional leaving cert.
Correct.
So you can't have predictive grades and you can't have the leaving cert. What then?
Well, you see, it's not as if, you know, obviously you may have to have a system. I think we need to listen very carefully to what the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, said yesterday. And again, it was reflected in one of those pieces you just played there. Ultimately, it will all come down to the level of infection. I mean, we had this debate last week in which we had two facts that were absolutely contradictory. We were saying on the one hand that we had the highest level of COVID outbreaks in the 19 to 24-year-old age group. And at the same time, we were at one stage proposing to put 17 to 19-year-old leaving cert students back into classrooms 3 days a week to work with our teachers, which terrified the life out of the teachers and also many of the students. Mm. On the basis that the department, because of the court case and because of the sheer level of complexity of running predicted grades last year, are telling the minister, look, we are going to run this exam come hell or high water. Well, come hell or high water will depend ultimately on the level of infection and the capacity to be able to put children, when I say children, you're talking 17 to 19-year-old young people, back into a school with teachers in classrooms.
Is there any alternative to this? I mean, I know young people, when they go for job interviews nowadays, that they often have to do these aptitude tests online, and they're timed. And they could even be photographed as videoed as well. So in a sense that if everyone is being Zoomed, could they do the exam at home? In other words, well, you know, if they've got big brother or big sister looking over their shoulder trying to prompt them.
We're going to find that out, Pat. And I tell you when we're going to find it out. We're going to find it out on the 21st of February. Because, as you know, each year, students who are applying for medicine have to do the HPAT. Well, the HPAT took place last year on the 29th of February, I think. I think it was a Saturday. Obviously, that can't happen this year. So what's happening is it's going to be proctored. In other words, students are going to be doing the HPAT from their own houses on a Saturday afternoon. I think it's the 21st of February. And they are going to have to provide a computer with a camera. They're going to have to have a minimum of 2 meg upload, download. And this is all laid out in the literature. And there are many parts of this country that do not have those level of facilities. So, you know, can we guarantee that if we go to such a system as you're outlining, that the capacity in every home in Ireland where a student is sitting the Leaving Cert is there to enable that to be done seamlessly?
Now, last year, we didn't have the Leaving Cert, and there were all sorts of reasons given why we couldn't run it, and mostly it was public health. At the same time, we know that you have schools that have secondary schools, first year to sixth year.
Yes.
And if you don't have the Junior Cert, let's decide, you and I, we'll scrap that, because it might be a bit pointless in a pandemic.
Yes.
But therefore, we've got the resources of an entire school to cater for just 1/6 of that school population.
Correct.
Surely it would be possible in the summer, with open windows, wearing masks and so on, hand sanitizer on every exam table, that we could run the exam, just do it in a very safe way.
We can, Pat, and there is no issue that we wouldn't be able to do that. The issue relates to whether you have treated every student fairly in getting to that point that everyone is deemed to have had an equal opportunity to perform at that time. The problem isn't that by June we will be in a position to run the exams. You're absolutely correct. Of course we will be. The question is, having missed 4 months of school where you have had an unequal treatment by virtue of technology or the engagement of individual teachers or schools or whatever, that we are now back in this same scenario. And the longer it goes on, the longer we're in a situation where you're saying that a particular group of students who had a fantastic quality of service from their teachers have had no problem with technology in terms of sourcing online classes are now going to sit the same exam as students who have no IT facilities at home, or the teachers claimed not to have IT facilities to be able to engage in online teaching, and that therefore you had a gross unfairness in terms of preparation. The fact you can put the two of them into a room now perfectly safely to sit the exam. The question is about fairness in preparation and not the ability to sit the paper.
Yeah, I mean, that does exist, though, every year. Some people have a great maths teacher and other people have a terrible maths teacher. And, you know, that's an inequality that is
always
there.
I'm only pointing out the issue of inequality as opposed to the fact.
I agree totally, Brian, but those inequalities can exist, and they did address the DESH inequality in a sense when they did predictive grades. But they have broadened the whole exam question philosophy, isn't that it? They're going to, instead of saying you've got to do 5 out of the 8 options here or whatever
they
it might
have.
Be,
and you do five out of 15,
and that allows you to be very good at something that you definitely know is going to come up.
And we're in a situation now where a lot of the papers, as they've been revised in recent years, have these ongoing components, and all of those, many of those were actually due in the next few weeks, and the department have now said that effectively all of those will go back by the number of weeks the schools are closed from the 7th of January going forward. So if the schools are closed for 3.5 weeks or 6.5 weeks, but you get to a point where all of that starts to logjam. You know, people are talking about the mocks, you know, God, will the mocks be? I mean, this is nonsense. And mocks, you know, mocks are a very recent phenomenon. They are not in any way dependent. The system is not dependent on mocks. And in fact, I would suggest that given that we've lost so much time, you know, the students, if they
don't
do get back,
don't waste time on the mocks.
Should go, just get forget about it. Just get on with it.
Absolutely.
The issue of the orals is another one. Are we going to take 600 Irish teachers out of the system for a fortnight, having them going around to other schools, administering the orals, and their own children in their own classes, you know, being supervised by who, you know? Now, in a normal year, you just suck it up, because obviously the orals are done in school time. Again, we might have to, as you suggest, possibly do an online system, or of one school doing the orals for a school close by. I don't know. There are ways in which we can save time in the system. If we start to see a window opening at the beginning of February when the numbers of infections come down, the problem arises, Pat, is if we get to the beginning of February and we still have very high numbers in ICU and we still have very high infection rates among that cohort of, you know, 19, 20, 18, etc., then we get to the question, at what point do you call it and say, we cannot operate this system because the level of you know, disadvantage from certain groups becomes so great. You know, at what point...
By the way, Brian, here's a very sensible suggestion, although unhappy for many, either students or teachers or parents. Why not just run the Leaving Cert in September? You know, it does create delays for colleges and so on in college entry. But by that stage, we're told 4 million of the population will have been vaccinated, which is enough to give us herd immunity. So why not just say it now? Listen, this is our target. Looks like it's great. So 1st of September, the Leaving Cert begins.
Well, we had a plan, Pat, if you remember, in the distant past last summer. The schools were planned to open for a fortnight in July, and teaching was going to take place for examination students. And if we were going to run the exams in September, would we have to get the agreement of the teaching population to work through the months of the summer to prepare them? Or would they all finish up at the end of May in their normal summer holidays and the students be expected to work to prepare themselves over
this
the 3 months?
These are not normal times, and the unions better get in line and sort it out.
Yeah.
Everyone's made sacrifices.
I'm only pointing out the issues, Pat.
Yeah, oh, indeed, Brian, as you have many times. Look, we'll come back to you on this because it is an evolving situation. And as the numbers go up or down, return to schools happen or otherwise, obviously the scene will change. So, Brian Mooney, for the moment, thank you very much for joining us. Guidance counsellor and editor of Education Matters Yearbook.